Hey there, Cryptid Crew. It's me, Megan. Hello, hello. I just wanted to say a quick thanks. Big, fat, juicy thanks to all our listeners, to all the support through these last couple of months. Corona has been, well, let's be honest, it's been a bastard. It's been a real shit show. And some things have happened in my life that are changing. And some are good, some are bad, some are crap, some are awful, some are great, some are exciting. So, I really want to tell you some news, and the news is, da-da-da-da-ding, I'm moving back to Australia. Some of you may know, I've been in England, and I've been exploring Europe, looking for cryptids around here, but COVID has kind of put the brakes on that. For those who don't know, England is kind of crawling with corona, whereas Australia is pretty much empty of corona. We kind of had some bouts, but, like, we're all good now, and, some other things have changed, and I think it's about time to go home back to the land down under, back to my home turf, and to keep looking for cryptids there. Doesn't mean I won't be back, doesn't mean I won't be looking for cryptids around the world like I have been, but it is going to be a bit of a move, a bit of a change, and it's going to take some time. However, having said that, I also want to announce that our new brand has launched. It's sexy. And you'll be able to see it on our website, on all the headers for social media. We're going to be rolling it out. And that means new content, new merch, new this, new that, new exciting stuff happening all the time. So we're really stepping it up a notch. I have teased that Cryptid Addicted is evolving in the future, and this is the very beginning of it. There's going to be all sorts of cool stuff happening, and if you want to get a taster of what's already out there, we just released a expedition video of me in Canada looking for thunderbirds, which are basically giant black ravens. It was a really fun one, and there's going to be more coming. There's more in the works right now in editing, and I've been doing some filming in and around corona. Fucking corona. But yeah, there's all sorts of exciting stuff coming. Anyway, I won't keep nattering on, but I really hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for your patience, and thank you so much for all the support on Patreon. If you are able to help us through these hard times with monetary love, you can find us at www.patreon.com/cryptidaddicted. Even a dollar a month really goes so far to help us and to just let us know that you're loving what we're doing. So yeah, okay, all right, see you soon on the podcast. Okay, bye guys. Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted. You were 40 minutes late to this record, can I just
say? That was my mum's fault!
Yes, Google, give it to me.
Oh, God! Bring in the choppers!
Put my tinfoil hat on. I was like, it's a cover-up! It's a cover-up! Yeah.
Hello!
Yellow. Purple.
Yalla!
Green. How are you, Patty?
Shalom. I'm good. I am staring down the barrel of a weekend with my mother, which is not my favorite activity, but...
She might hear this, Patty.
I'm in high spirits. Nah, she's gone. She out of here.
I mean, she might listen to the podcast.
Oh, I think that's unlikely. But my mom has trouble unlocking her iPhone. I don't think she knows what podcasts are. Anyway. Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a delightful time in lockdown. Or maybe not lockdown. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're in, where hasn't locked down? Maybe you're in Brazil. In which case, sorry.
Oh, Jesus. That escalated quickly.
I'm having a good time. Are you having a good time in lockdown, Megan?
Me? Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's the best.
I've never slept, like, I'm getting a proper night's sleep every night. I'm getting, like, extra hours to work on the podcast. Like, if I had a particularly stressful day, I'm like, time to look at my garden. Hey, I'm just going to just do a little loop around the park and, like, look at some bees. And it's like, all is forgotten. All's forgiven. Also means a lot more time for gaming. I've just started playing Stardew Valley. Have you played that?
Oh, I have not, but many people I know have. And would, like, contact randoms on Facebook who were selling turnips at high prices or whatever it is.
You're thinking about Animal Crossing.
Oh, Oh, no, sorry. I confused it. Stardew Valley. I also played Stardew Valley. That's but only.
There are turnips in both games. I understand your confusion as a non-gamer.
Do you know there's a mining trick in Stardew Valley
A
where you can,
mining trick. Tell me more.
you can like infinitely mine one of the levels if you use the elevator quickly enough? I don't know. Anyway.
All right, I need to research this immediately. I'm more of a fisher. I'm fishing stuff lately. That's what I've been doing.
Nice.
But I got some dogs and some chickens. Well, I got a single dog and I got some chickens. The dog's name is Knockers, and the
Oh.
two chickens is called.
Wait, it's not a female, is it? You haven't got a breasty female dog that you've called Knockers.
It was a suggested name. It starts with an N, not a K. I don't know. I don't know its gender. It doesn't tell me. It looks like a dog. I mean, it looks like a man. That seems like a Freudian slip. No
Okay.
offense to the male population. And my chickens are called Dave and Roasty, which is
Oh, I
cool.
can. That was a little cruel.
That's how I
Roasty and
roll.
knockers.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so welcome to Cryptid Addicted. This is the Who Dis episode, the shorter, bitier, news-filled, cryptid-packed episode. And yeah, we talk about cryptozoology, obviously, which is the science and study of creatures not recognized by science but purport to exist. Wow, that's
Purported to
purported.
exist.
It looks like per potatoes. I don't remember writing that, but it sounds fancy. An example of a cryptid for y'all is the Yeti or the Yukon Beaver Eater, which
Whoa.
sounds a little salacious, if I do say so myself.
That's just Ted from White Horse. He's
The Beaver
got a
Eater.
bit of a reputation.
What a nickname. Oh my god, if we ever get a jock friend, can we please nickname them Beaver? No, actually, that seems. Is that disrespectful? I have no idea anymore. I've lost all social cues in lockdown. I don't remember how to be a human. I'm sorry, guys.
This is Ted. He loves
Oh
c. Is that not appropriate? Sorry, I'm a little rusty. Haven't been out in a while. Yeah.
that's how I answer the phone these days. Anyway, yeah, so every Who Dis episode we talk about news, we talk about encounters. If we're lucky enough to get a listener encounter from y'all, I keep saying y'all for some reason, we read about that. So you can send those in to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com or any of our social stuff, which you can find in the
Yeah.
description of the podcast app thing you're
Like
using
the
now.
fun, more casual bit of the podcast, like the morning show style bit of the podcast. Yeah, it's chatty, it's light, it's mercurial. We just we go where the wind takes us. But
Try and
not really.
stay.
We have a fixed agenda actually that we
Yes,
work through.
true.
But we do it in a sort of windy, loose way.
And Paddy knows what he's talking about this time. He actually researches for these episodes, so he knows
Yeah.
what's up and has an opinion ahead of time.
Sorry.
But yeah,
It's
so
very
before we
fun.
dive in, we'd just like to talk about our Patreon real quick. We are Cryptid Addicted and
Desperate.
Patreon.
We're desperate for money.
And we have some cool shit up there. So basically, we have little mini podcast episodes in between these episodes that are obviously on the podcast apps around Spotify, blah, blah, blah. We have little mini episodes on the Patreon. So, for example, there's one up now called How Big is Bigfoot's Foot? There's one pretty much bi-weekly. And if you're into that, there's also cool stuff to talk about cryptids, news when it happens about cryptids. Best talks and things of conferences and conventions that I go to, such as the RawCon 2020 and other stuff. And there's new stuff coming as well, so keep an eye out. We'd love to have you there, and you can join for as little as $1 a month. So yeah, links in the description, guys.
I have not checked it out because I'm a piece of shit, but I judge from the increasing number of subscribers that the content must be pretty good.
Or on the thing.
Yeah, on the behind the Patreon
Oh,
paywall.
actually, I had an idea.
Because more people are subbing. It's exciting. There's a bit of
Yeah,
momentum.
I had an idea as well that I could put outtakes of the expedition videos and stuff out on there because I fall over a lot. And as people may know who listen to this podcast, sometimes I just can't talk. I just like lose control of my tongue and words cease to exist in my head. So I thought I'd do some outtakes for the Patreons listeners. So if that sounds like something you're into, let us know and I'll get it happening.
Yeah, right. Cool. Shall we move on to the items of the day?
For shizzle. So the first news story, do you want to handle this?
I will. I will handle and wrangle and otherwise tame the first story.
Okay.
So...
it's the Australian one, just for comment.
It is.
Okay.
I know. God.
Soz.
No fucking faith.
You were 40 minutes late to this record, can I just
say? That was my mum's fault! She said she wouldn't leave. I was trying to get her to leave. Trust me. That was my prime directive at the time.
I blame mummy.
All right, so this article is about something reasonably exciting. In case you don't know, in Australia, off the south coast of Australia, there's an island called Tasmania, which has a lot of really unique animals because it's been separate from the mainland for a long time, and so they evolved separately. Two particularly rare, unique animals that were mostly in Tasmania were the Tasmanian tiger and the Tasmanian devil. The Tasmanian devil, there's still a couple of them around, really small numbers, very highly endangered. The Tasmanian tiger, so we think, went extinct. And the last known sighting was in 1936, which was this Tasmanian tiger that was in a zoo. It's a pretty cool animal. It genuinely looks like a five-year-old has taken like the back half of a tiger and glued it onto a dog or a dingo or something. But it's kind of like Australia's tiger. You know, like every continent has a tiger. There's like the Siberian tiger and the Bengal tiger. And then there's like the big cats of South America. This is like Australia's shit version because everything in Australia is kind of a shit version of something else.
But I didn't hear him say that.
It's like the CSIRO of tigers. Anyway.
You want to insult any more people in this one sentence?
What's cool is, previously, so this the very last one that we that was ever known was this one in a zoo, and there had been some like soundless footage previously, but there's this group of like Tasmanian tiger lovers, and they've been trawling through like old video footage and audio footage, and they found another clip of the very last Tasmanian tiger with audio this time, which is exciting. So you can kind of, the audio isn't of the tiger, so you don't get to hear what it sounds like, but you get to hear some old British guy talk about it. And it's cool. It's more footage of this incredibly rare animal.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary. It has a big yawn, which it supposedly threatens people with. It's cool. It's cool looking. I would check it out. Yeah,
they have no idea about this animal. I mean, the reason we're talking about it is because it is a cryptid. We talk. People still see it today. People say it maybe didn't go extinct. Maybe it made its way to the mainland. There's sightings all throughout the mainland and also Tasmania to this day. But yeah, it's they literally had no clue what the hell they were doing with this animal. As Paddy said, it was recorded in 1936, and this is like now the last known footage of the tiger. Before, I think it was like 3 years earlier, the last known footage before this came about. Now this is like the newest last known, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And it was filmed in Hobart Zoo, which owned the last tiger, believed to be. Hobart Zoo, also known as Beaumaris Zoo. And yeah, the clip is 21 seconds long. It shows the animal pacing in the cage, and it's actually a little bit like revealing of people at the time because, so basically just a little bit of background, a couple of months after this film was taken, this thylacine, oh, it's also called a thylacine, Tasmanian tiger, Tassie tiger, thylacine, same thing. This thylacine actually died, and it's an awful story of how it did die. The creature died of neglect. So they just like literally had no clue what they were doing, and they accidentally locked it out of its shelter, and then they had this like like this sudden cold snap in Tasmania, and the thing died of neglect, basically. And so to show again that they had no idea, in this footage, like I said, the actual zookeeper, Arthur Reed, is seen smashing on the side of the fence to try and like get a reaction from this animal, because obviously they're filming and it's black and white, and back in the day, super expensive to like film anything for very long. So this fucking zookeeper is like smashing on the side of the fence trying to like do something exciting, bro. It's like when like those little bloody fucking little kids at an aquarium like bash on an aquarium tank because they're like, the fish isn't doing anything. Oh my god. Anyway, so they were doing this to this zookeeper was doing this to this animal, and it's like now known that actually Tasmanian tigers are thought to be were really, really shy and unlikely to be a mass sheep killer, as they were branded back in the day. The reason they went extinct,
their jaws were too weak, right? That's what people think.
Yeah, they basically
to, like, kill livestock.
They just feasted on like smaller animals. It's like birds, and probably would have helped with our rabbit problem. But yeah, they were hunted to extinction.
I have a bit of a bone to pick there. You guys should read this article, which is where the video is. And you should definitely watch the video. It's very interesting. But in the article, they reference this 2013 study, which they say proves or found that humans alone were responsible for the demise of the Tasmanian tiger, which probably is true. But when you look at the study, what they did was they made their own like quite simple model, like mathematical model, which showed that it is possible that humans alone could have resulted in the demise of this thing. But they didn't actually do any fucking research. There's no data there. It's just if you know anything about maths, you know that when people say, oh, I've developed a model that shows X, that means nothing. It's meaningless. Oh. You put your own assumptions into the model. No one has crossed. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hugely skeptical of that claim. Right. All this shows is that it's possible that humans alone could have caused the demise of this thing. It doesn't show that that's actually what happened. But it is possible. And I reckon outside of this paper, I reckon that probably is the case. Because in case you don't know, this Tasmanian government paid people money for the carcasses of these tigers for an extended period of time.
It was £1 a kill, like a proven kill, which back in the day was about, I think, like £100. So worth like £100 today per animal. Because obviously increasing money values or whatever. Inflation is the word I'm trying to say. Increasing money values. I've read also that like maybe the changing climate and the introduction of like dingoes and dogs and cats also contributed to its extinction. But interesting.
I don't know if that's the case, but yeah.
Who knows? I mean, we literally just obliterated them before we learned anything about them. There's all this like rumor that the very last one, the one in the film, was called Benjamin as a nickname, but was actually a female. And that was like a theory for a long time. But then it was actually proven that, oh, there was no substantial evidence that this was ever called Benjamin. And if you look at like frame 494, you can actually see a testicle. So it's like, oh, the testicle frame of the video. So like it actually was a male. Like literally no one has any idea what they were doing with this Tasmanian tiger. And then they're gone. And they're like gone forever. And I refuse to believe they're gone forever because they're not.
Because that would be sad.
All right. Sad. But yeah, so this piece of footage was found in the 1935 travelogue called Tasmania, the Wonderland, by the researchers at the Tasmanian Tiger Archives, a group that documents psilocene-related material, as Paddy said. So yeah, it's super cool. If you're in Australia and you're a thylacine monster hunter, a cryptid hunter, I'm sure there's some of you out there. Take a look at this, obviously, if you haven't already. There's so many articles about it that talk about it. It's really rejuvenated the love of thylacines, the search for thylacines again. And it's a really good thing for the creature if it is out there still, which I believe it is. Do you believe it is?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not sure. But
okay, we haven't done
that. There's only,
yet.
Like, people claiming it. There's no hard evidence, so, yeah.
We will see.
All right, what's item number two?
So item number two is kind of like a mishmash a little bit. Basically, there's just been a huge surge in phantom big cat sightings in the UK recently, like in May. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, we're in late spring. It's hotting up. It's been like 27 degrees every day. Not to brag or anything. but there's just been like sighting after sighting of big cats. And like, I haven't got them all in here. But as a quick like summary of what they are, 11th of May in Emerson Green near Puckle Church near Bristol, Linda Elliott of 54, an old a civil servant, claims she saw a big cat the size of a Labrador while walking her dog at the countryside. She said, "I looked over and thought, oh dear me, that's not a deer," which is a very adorable quote.
Yeah.
So big black cat scene. 15th of May, near Tedburn, St. Mary's in Devon, a huge black cat is photographed and then after that, this cat is seen like tussling and mangling something, and then they find a decapitated lamb in the area, like right when that cat is seen. 20th of May, Benskins Oval in Beaumont Leys in Leicestershire. A teenager films what looks like a lioness or a puma crossing a field. She took a video and says that the cat was the size of a spaniel dog or even bigger. She said, "I have a big tabby cat at home and it was much, much bigger than that. It was sort of sandy colored and very, very muscular." Anyway, that's just a couple. There's been like,
yeah, there's
tons.
A lot. And there's some good footage in there as well. I thought this was the teenager's footage was quite good. I thought
really beefy.
The other ones were just shoulders. Shitty grainy photos, but the video, yeah, really muscular, like she says.
Yeah, yeah. And like Google knows I'm into this now, so every time I do a slight Google search, it's like, "Hey, suggested article, big cat scene in UK." I'm like, "Yes, Google, give it to me." Anyway, that sounded wrong out of context. So anyway, this all culminates to a very exciting and dramatic event on the 26th of May. Do you want to talk about this, or shall I take it?
Oh, you seem very excited. I'll let you go ahead with it.
You take it. You're a fan of armed guards. Go for it.
Well, I thought it was funny for a number of reasons, but so what happened was, in case you don't know, in England, the police are silly police who don't have guns. They have like batons, and you know, they're like, "Oh, what's all this then?" and that kind of thing. But occasionally armed police are called, usually for quite serious incidents, but armed police were scrambled earlier this month to Hampstead Heath, which is one of the wealthiest suburbs in London. It's called Billionaire's Row because it's just full of these huge mansions. Anyway, armed police were dispatched there because of a reporting of a big cat on the loose. And there's a really good photo, actually, of it. And it does look like this sort of leopard kind of thing.
Cheetah, yeah.
Yeah, like a leopard or a cheetah or something. Anyway, they scrambled a helicopter, like armed police, like this minor sort of military force to go check it out, because obviously it's the rich part of town, and if anyone farts, you know, the whole government is sent there to make sure everything's fine. It turned out just to be a domestic pet. So one of these billionaires had what people think is a cross between a domestic cat and a serval, which is an African big cat, and those can be owned legally. Like, you can have a license to own that kind of thing, which ends up looking like a cheetah, but is not dangerous.
Yeah, it's called a savannah cat, I think, is the name for it. And you should Google it. They're, like, really lanky and creepy.
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting. So I guess these things could be prowling around all of England legally.
Yeah.
So I wonder how many big cat sightings are accounted for by these savannah cats.
Like, but exotic domestic cats, I suppose.
Yeah.
Crossbreeds.
Interesting. But yes, just a bit of excitement in London. The riot squad or whatever called to deal with a cheetah kind of thing.
It was so amazing. I like keeled over when I saw this article and immediately sent it to Patty. It's amazing because like I can just imagine all these like like posh people being like, oh my, there's a cheetah in my garden.
I feel like it speaks to England a bit, because if you read about all the other sightings of big cats, like there were 28 calls to police about big cats between 2011 and 2015, which is quite a lot, like nearly 30 calls to cops about big cats, and the cops like didn't even respond to a lot of them, and when they did respond, you know, they just take a few cursory notes and don't do anything about it. But as soon as something happens in Hampstead Heath, it's like, oh god, bring in the choppers.
Oh, that's close to Richmond, and that's where Sir David Attenborough lives. So, you know, you've got to protect the goods.
That's true.
National I mean, treasures. I don't know whether she could send that photo to the cops, but I think if I had seen that photo as a dispatch officer, I would have been like, yep, that's a cheetah in Hampstead Heath. Okay, yep, we'll send someone out. Please stay indoors. Oh, my God, it's amazing. I just can't wait. I just feel like it's on the tip. We're on the very precipice of someone sending a really good photo or video of a big cat in Britain. I just absolutely, I feel it in my bones that they're out there. I mean,
well, I like the Leicester one. Like, that's pretty good.
Which one? Teenager?
The one from Leicestershire. Yeah. Like, it's clearly quite large. It's got the same kind of gait as, like, a big cat like you'd see on National Geographic or something. The only thing I hate about all the sightings so far is that British people are so understated in their descriptions of things that it always sounds really underwhelming when actually they've seen like a lion or something. Look at the descriptions. One of them says that what they're trying to say is, holy shit, I've seen like a savannah prowler in England. What's going on? But what they end up saying is like, oh, it was about the size of a spaniel or even bigger. And it's like, well, that's not very big. And one of the other ones said, I have a tabby at home and it was bigger than that. Like, that's what the fuck are you saying? Are you saying it's big or are you saying it's bigger than a small thing? Like, oh, it's bigger than a teacup. Like, of course it fucking is. What's wrong with you?
What, you want someone, some British person, just be like losing their mind, like it's a fucking cat.
And just say there's a tiger in England or whatever it is. You know, it's huge. It tore a lamb's head off.
Yeah. Everyone's too calm.
So hopefully, I agree with you. I think we're on the verge of someone releasing quality footage, hopefully someone young. Like, the best footage to date I think is from this teenager who knows how to use their phone. So hopefully someone with a good camera gets good footage of one of these tigers and then describes it in a sensible way as, you know, like a big tiger, lion, leopard kind of thing, not as like a slightly oversized tabby cat.
Yes. That's so true. Yeah, I totally agree with you. To be honest, when I first heard about it, this spotted one being like, the cops said they hadn't found it yet, but they convinced the it was a daughter and a mother who had the sighting and did the photo. They convinced them that they hadn't found the cat yet, but don't worry, it was a domestic cat. I was instantly like, put my tinfoil hat on. I was like, it's a cover up. It's a cover up. Yeah. And then they were like, oh no, it's a cross, and like there must have been an owner being like, oops, that's mine, soz, like. I got my alligator, I got my pheasant, I've got my...
I love the idea of that. Like some Hampstead billionaire with his menagerie of animals, and he's like, oh, that's just my tame, you know, grizzly bear.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a...
Nothing to worry about,
That's my silverback gorilla, Gregory. The Hampstead Heath Tiger King, I think, is responsible of this.
Cool. Cool, but that's it for today, I think, right?
Yeah, for sure. We're gonna have a listener story next Who Dis, so stay tuned for that, and a very exciting cryptid I've chosen next week as well for the main episode, which I think Paddy will like a lot, so I look forward to sharing that with you, but that is it for now.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for listening in. Please give us any feedback, input, comments, threads to follow up that you can, money as well, anything. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, you can find all our links and stuff in the description where you are
yes.
now.
All right. Goodbye, all right. everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.